is Jay and Lori Pyatt from The Couple Cure with this week's question.
My husband has been in recovery for 22 years, seeing a CSAT counselor for 4 years now, attending a life group, reading recovery materials, couples counseling with a CSAT. Still does not like himself and relapses. My friends say I need to leave him. What do you think? I have been to counselors, groups, etc.
I think it's up to you.
Your friends, like, I remember one of my friends said, you need to do this. I'm like, are you going to fund it? Are you going to pay for it? So your friend cannot dictate what you need to do. Only you can. If you're asking this question to me, it means it's because you want to stay. Right. You can stay and still have a really good life. It sounds, well, I guess there's really not much about the relationship in this question, but you can learn to stay, and you can learn to have your heart needs met by God. Right. Or it can be you just see your husband as an addict and he's going to relapse every now and then, and you can learn to not see it as like, this is a reflection on me as a woman or a reflection on our relationship, because the relationship can change. From being a romantic relationship to like, we're together. And I said it on the Q&A, but we've gone from the honeymoon phase to the heading into the little couple you see shuffling, holding hands in the park. Not that we're there yet, but we're here. We're heading toward the years where we're going to have to deal with medical issues, that he's going to have medical issues that I don't have, and I'm going to have medical issues that he doesn't have. Well, that's the same here, that he has issues with addiction that I don't have. And I've learned to accept the addict in him. Not that I want him acting out, but not that him acting out would necessarily wipe us out as a couple. It would change the work that we do with couples. He'd have to come out and say some things, but it wouldn't necessarily ruin us as a couple.
Right.
So you could learn to do that. If you want to know how, then reach out to me. But it sounds like you have some, you go to counselors and groups, et cetera. So maybe ask them, what they think about that.
I'll jump in on this one as well. And what I would say is, one of the things that I like about the Narcotics Anonymous big book is there's a line in there that says, we have this choice. We go on to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or we find a way to recover. And they live in a world where relapse could kill them because their body is not used to their drug of choice and it stops their heart. Or porn addicts that persistently relapse, the consequences have not gotten high enough. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, you really need to take this seriously because they're not inevitable if you're finding something healthier than porn to seek out. And so if it's just a matter of holding porn at bay, eventually your arm's going to get tired. You are going to fail if that's your whole plan, is I'm just going to hold porn at bay. But if you can find something that's better way over there and you don't have to deal with this anymore, it becomes a whole lot easier to stay away from porn. Not just hobbies, but things that you're invested in, giving back to someone else. Step 12 in all of the programs, step 12 is giving back. That's where we're giving out of ourselves. We're no longer self-focused.
I would say with that, the guy can start with his wife. I know a lot of them go, I'm going to start leading this group. And the wife is like, what? We're not anywhere near being recovered. Yeah. So I always tell the guy to start with a wife, because that's going to be the hardest place. You're going to get kudos and you're going to get recognition out there. But to do the work at home will be the best reward and the hardest work you can do. So, depend on God in those moments, but.
Yeah, and that I would say is the other element of this is, I know that I told Lori, I don't know how many times, that my relationship with God was fine. And it wasn't. Not because I wasn't reading my Bible every day and I wasn't praying every day and I wasn't seeing him as my savior, but because I was not connected with him. And I was looking out there for something to fill this. And there's nothing out there that'll work. You know, so that I think is another big part of the problem is, again, if all we're doing is this, stay away, stay away, stay away, I'm going to get tired. And if I don't have anything in here,